landscape architect from Queens, a marketing professional in Colorado Springs, a systems engineer from Columbus, Ohio, a cancer scientist near San Diego, an electrical engineer from British Columbia. These are among the first Rivian customers who've plopped down a $1,000 deposit to pre-order an electric truck or sport utility vehicle. Ryan Denham speaks to them. It has this report.
Rivian will make those vehicles at its manufacturing plant in Normal, where it's already hired 250 people and has pledged to employ at least 1,000. So how many pre-order customers does Rivian have? Well, we don't know. A report from the Frost & Sullivan research firm says it was nearly 10,000 as of December. A Rivian spokesperson won't confirm or deny that number. I interviewed 5 Rivian pre-order customers across the country, and our conversations reveal a somewhat unexpected combination of wants, needs, and personality traits that are now going to have an outsized role in Bloomington Normal's economic future. They also show lingering concerns about the country's EV charging infrastructure and how Rivian plans to handle service and repairs. One thing the 5 customers share is a growing concern about their own environmental footprint. Take 35-year-old Jeff Martin. He's a landscape architect in New York. He pre-ordered the Rivian R1T SUV. He needed something with a lot of storage because they have a 1-year-old at home and enough range for family road trips to Pittsburgh and Virginia Beach, which are both over 300 miles away. But sustainability was also a key factor.
I think like a lot of people just kind of like realizing my impact on climate, everything else, when it's made easy, like this seems to be, it's kind of a no-brainer.
About 2,800 miles away, there's cancer scientist Kelly Jenkins, who lives near San Diego. He likes to be first in line whenever new technology comes out, so he wanted the first electric truck. Jenkins has driven trucks his entire life.
My dad was a GM guy, so grew up driving Chevys my whole life.
Jenkins uses a Chevy Volt for day-to-day commuting, and on the weekends he has a Chevy Avalanche pickup for home repairs, camping trips, and runs up to the cabin in the mountains.
I'm also pretty liberal, pretty green, living in California, and you know, I just don't like the idea of burning a lot of fossil fuels if there's no point.
Since its debut at the 2018 LA Auto Show, Rivian has done show-and-tells in select cities, including Atlanta, Denver, New York, Las Vegas, and also hosted a community event in Uptown Normal in October. Yet 4 of the 5 pre-order customers we spoke to still haven't seen a Rivian in person. Here's Ryan Troy of Columbus, Ohio, who's a systems engineering manager at Dell.
Just YouTube videos and pictures. We haven't seen one yet. Yeah, we're flying on blind faith here.
Rivian says it'll begin production of its R1T pickup in late 2020, followed soon after by the SUV. It says most pre-order customers will receive their vehicles in 2021. Ryan Troy and his wife ordered the SUV, drawn to its design and functionality. They needed something with range that could carry ski equipment for their regular road trips to Colorado.
From what we've seen so far, it would fit our lifestyle quite well.
Troy and the other customers say they have still not been asked to choose their vehicle specifications, like color or trim.
That's definitely something that we're interested to see.
Like Ryan Troy, Jeff Martin in New York says his top concern is how mature the U.S. charging infrastructure will be by the time he gets his Rivian. While they're popping up more and more places, chargers are hardly as ubiquitous as gas stations. Jeff Martin is a renter, not a homeowner, so installing a charging station at home isn't really possible. He'll have to rely on publicly available charging infrastructure. Martin works in Queens, so he thinks he may need to duck out over his lunch break from time to time to find a charge. For long road trips, he'll just have to plan ahead to have a full charge.
I know it's going to be a change in lifestyle almost, if you want to say that way. I mean, we're so used to, as a society, owning a personal vehicle, stopping at a gas station whenever you want to fill up your car. And so it's just going to be a different thought process.
Rivian says it plans to build some of its own charging infrastructure, including at many outdoor destinations for which its vehicles are designed. Rivian uses the CCS, or Combined Charging System Standard Charging Network. That's different from Tesla's proprietary charging technology. There are still several companies building out their own CCS networks that Rivian owners will be able to use. Electrify America is one of those furthest along. It plans to install or have under development 800 total charging stations with about 3,500 total chargers by the end of 2021. There have also been proposals in Congress to fund a national network. Martin says he expects to see chargers pop up at gas stations one day.
I'm confident that the network will catch up once consumers start buying vehicles, and I'm excited and kind of to be on the front end of that.
Kelly Jenkins, the scientist from California, says he's not worried about day-to-day charging. His employer offers free charging on site. His biggest question is how Rivian's service program will work. Rivian has not disclosed a full service and repair plan for customers yet. Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe recently spoke to the publication Fastlane Car about service. He says Rivian may turn to other brands, dealerships, or independent shops to become Rivian service centers.
Huge. So we're spending a huge amount of time solving service, not just in your big cities, not just in LA or Seattle, but if you buy a car and you, let's say, live 50 miles out from the city, or you live 200 miles away from the city, how do you manage that? Yeah. So those are some of the harder sort of challenges we're thinking through and making sure that it's easy to service the vehicle.
Tesla is the EV leader in the U.S., and they've struggled with service. Tesla opened its first Illinois sales and service location outside the Chicago area in Bloomington just last year. Here's Kelly Jenkins from California.
I imagine they're going to follow some sort of a Tesla model and have, you know, sort of service stations. I live in San Diego, so I imagine that's not going to be a huge issue. You know, if I was more rural or remote, maybe.
Most of the customers interviewed by WGLT placed their pre-orders in late 2018 or early 2019, soon after Rivian's LA Auto Show debut. Since then, many more EV models have been announced. At least three companies ran Super Bowl commercials for their new electric vehicles. Until recently, Jenkins says he had not been tempted by any of those other options. Tesla revealed its Cybertruck in November, and yeah, it's cheaper than Rivian's R1T. But Jenkins says it's kind of crazy looking. But last month, GM announced it was reviving its Hummer brand as an electric vehicle, and that got his attention.
And that's probably the only thing that's given me pause, is because I love the brand of Hummer. I love GM. I love, as well, the image and the lifestyle aspect of the Hummer. So until that's the only thing that's given me pause, but definitely waiting to see what this electric Hummer would look like.
Bobby Sorden works in marketing in Colorado Springs. He says he's felt a little bit of peer pressure to switch horses from his Tesla-loving friends who live down the street, but he's sticking with Rivian and his SUV pre-order. He says he likes the direction that Scaringe is taking the company.
I look into the Tesla SUV, and I really just don't like the looks of it. You know, the one that has the batwing doors that go up, that's what I call them.
Ron Van Steenhoven is an electrical engineer living in Canada. He pre-ordered the R1T pickup to replace his modified Dodge Ram. He's seen the other options that have emerged, but he doesn't like the look of the futuristic Cybertruck or the boxy Bollinger Motors truck. As for Rivian,
their biggest issue is going to be the growing pains of getting it all set up and going. But as far as second thoughts, every time someone comes up with something new, I take a quick look at it and go, yeah, that just actually doesn't compete.
Van Steenhoven says he was impressed by Rivian's rollout strategy, staying in stealth mode until it was ready to go. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all of WGLT's coverage of Rivian from the LA Auto Show 2 today at WGLT.org/Rivian.